B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A McDonald's customer was arrested after he allegedly bit a seagull after it tried to steal his meal. The suspect reportedly attacked the bird in front of the authorities, so they saw it.
Are you looking?
Officers were on patrol when they witnessed the incident in the city of Plymouth, England. The man reportedly claimed that the bird was trying to steal his McDonald's, so he grabbed it and bit it. The animal apparently appeared...
What's the seagull doing in my salad?
It appeared to be injured as a result of the bite, but it flew away before authorities could inspect it. The suspect reportedly admitted to being under the influence of drugs. He was taken into custody since seagulls are a protected species in the area.
Are they? I didn't know that.
The McDonald's fan is reportedly facing up to 6 months in prison and a fine of about $6,300.
I don't know. I'd be afraid of avian diseases.
Something like that. You know, They're not protected here in the United States, are they?
Well, I don't know. I remember a story of a guy out on the docks who ran over a bunch of them with his car and got arrested and got in trouble for that.
Animal cruelty?
Yeah. In Colorado, speaking of animals, health officials in Jefferson County have issued a warning to residents to be on the alert for symptoms of bubonic plague.
Yay! Welcome to the party.
On Saturday, a squirrel tested positive for the plague, which is caused by a bacteria called Yersinia pestis.
Yersinia pollens.
And this is the first positive case of plague in the county this year. Plague can be spread to humans or other animals through direct contact, including bites or through bites from infected fleas.
Or eating seagulls.
Cats are especially susceptible to plague and may die if not treated with antibiotics promptly. Dogs are at a lower risk and may pick up and carry infected fleas. Symptoms of the plague in humans include sudden onset of high fever, chills, headache, nausea, and extreme pain and swelling of the lymph nodes occurring within 2 to 7 days.
Gosh, what a year 2020 is panning out to be.
But it can be effectively treated with antibiotics and diagnosed early.
Well, there you go.
So we're lucky there.
Well, put me down for bubonic plague then.
Back to coronavirus, though. A pub has installed an electric fence in front of the bar to stop people getting too close to the staff. The Star Inn in Cornwall, England, took the drastic measure to protect people from coronavirus. Landlord Johnny McFadden, who is also a farmer, said it's there for social distancing. He said before the fence, people were not following social distancing. And we put, social distancing, and we were doing as they pleased, but now people take heed to the guidance around social distancing. I said several drinkers claim to have been electrocuted by the fence and are after having one too many. A barman at the pub said, we put it up as a bit of a novelty, really, because the landlord loves his farming. It's a way of keeping people away from the bar. It's just a deterrent. But hopefully, the sight of it will keep people away. That's how it works with the cattle, too.
Keeps the cattle away from the bar?
Animals see it and often don't want to test it. Let's hope that it's the same with our customers. We're open again now, and we have no issues so far. It's nice to be back, he said. All right, I love this story. It's from a Reddit thread. Apparently, a woman had an issue. A 25-year-old woman recently took to Reddit asking for relationship advice after her boyfriend got obsessed with, quote, a ludicrous business idea. So this particular user said the idea, if you can call it that, is to construct a series of tubes throughout the city that leads to centralized soup kitchens. And for a monthly subscription, a customer can subscribe to a tube of soup. And a tube extension would be built off the nearest mainline tube and directly into the customer's apartment or home.
So you could be at your home, go over to the window, stick your bowl out under the tube, and get the soup that you subscribe to.
Exactly. She said, obviously, the idea is completely insane. But she added that he continues to ask her for money to help make it a reality.
For the soup tubes.
Yes.
Soup tubes.
She notes, I am also concerned for his sanity.
Yeah.
People wrote back to her and were equally dumbfounded. One actually said, I am 100% certain that you are dating Homer Simpson.
Well, you know, we years ago, Preston, you remember the coffee pipeline?
Oh, yeah.
A local anchor.
Tim Lake.
Yes, and we love Tim Lake. Yeah. Great guy, he was a little confused.
He had thought that there was a pipeline that funneled coffee in from Seattle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, speaking of local news, this story is from 6ABC. A Bucks County family was dealing with a few thousand uninvited house guests on Monday. The Isabel family in Percocet discovered that they had a big bee problem. And here's how they discovered. Friday night, after the tropical storm moved through the area, they found dark stains dripping down their walls. And they assumed that it was storm damage, but they got closer to see for themselves. Isabel said, "My husband felt this really sticky, syrupy stuff and was brave enough to smell it." And he's like, "This is honey. This is honey pouring down our walls."
Oh, no.
If there were that many bees.
That's a bad sign.
Bees! Just walking through the house.
Yeah, la-di-da-di-da.
Your own business.
Bees!
The more I think about it, the more I have an issue with my girl and them killing that kid off at the end of the movie. But anyway.
Bees!
He can't see without his glasses.
I forgot we had that clip. She said, "I have three boys, and they were there. They were wondering if we could just set a tap up so that we can pour honey on our yogurt and granola in the morning."
Could they not, like the soup tube.
Of course.
Could they not hear the bees on the walls?
No, she said they did a little detective work. They traced the bees at the top of the house. She said that they had seen a rogue bee now and then near the attic, but
what are you looking at?
They never thought much of it, and they didn't hear any of the bees.
There have been cases, though, where you had a story in the Bizarre File where they were actually hearing a low-level humming, and it was the bees in an entire wall of the house.
So they called in Alan Latanzi from Yerkes Honey Farms in Collegeville, who's affectionately known as the Bee Man.
They call me the Bee Man.
And they believe that there's a colony in there, and he will come back for an extraction. The next step is removal. But they had enough bees to where honey was dripping down.
Jeez.
The walls.
Wow. Man.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
So, an Alaskan Airlines flight was forced to land Saturday evening after a male passenger threatened to kill all the other passengers on the plane.
Oh, that's not cool.
It's a fun flight. There's video of it, too.
What set him off?
They don't know. He was just a nut job. Alaska Airlines Flight 422 left from SeaTac Airport en route Chicago O'Hare. The incident occurred approximately 20 minutes after departure. Police took the man into custody without incident once the plane landed and booked him for harassment. The man became extremely belligerent and physically aggressive during the ascent. He was quickly subdued by the flight crew and two able-bodied passengers, including a law enforcement officer who happened to be on the flight. Video of the incident shows the man yelling, and they have a close-up shot of him. I saw it. He just goes... "I'm going to kill everybody on this plane."
Hmm.
And then he goes, "Die in the name of Jesus." Hmm. All right.
And it's kind of mixed messages there.
Yeah, it is. In the video, two passengers are seen quickly taking the man down, telling other passengers it's going to be okay.
Listen, I went a little crazy there. I hope you all have a good flight, and I'd like to buy you all a beverage.
A passenger on the plane said that one of the men who helped is actually a police officer in Chicago. After the passengers had the man secured, a flight attendant announced over the loudspeaker that the plane was going to land at the nearest airport. By the way, he was like a short, scrawny dude. I would have gotten up and taken the guy.
Yeah, sure.
I think I could have handled it.
You got to assess.
You got it. You got to size him up.
How big is this guy?
How much is this worth? Yeah.
Go get him, bro.
Grab his wheelchair. Grab his wheelchair. Yeah.
That I'll help you out.
Kick his cane.
Which political party do you feel most aligns with your pet's beliefs? An Atlanta family says they received a voter registration form last week for their cat, Cody Timms, who died 12 years ago.
That's ridiculous.
Every now and then you hear of a pet getting one of these.
Yeah.
The cat died 12 years ago.
The only living cat should be on the active voter ranks.
The Timms say they found the form addressed to the cat in their mailbox on Wednesday. The late cat's owner, Carol, says there's
some bad memories.
So there's a huge push, but if they're trying to register cats, I'm not sure who else they're trying to register. The Georgia Secretary of State's office said that they did not send out the form and that third-party groups behind such applications often use mailing lists to obtain names and addresses of people or apparently cats. A suspect in a serious assault case from mid-June was arrested Thursday on a warrant, charging him with two counts of second-degree assault. Henry Sarkozy, 23 years old, was charged with a domestic violence in a domestic violence investigation in which a man was assaulted with a rock and a guitar.
A rock? Not a rock guitar.
No.
A rock and a guitar.
The two separate things, yes, causing serious physical injury.
You want a rock?
A female. You want a rock? A female who was at the scene was assaulted, as was also assaulted. not much more to go on than other than this guy was held on a $500,000 bond after that. Now, a little closer to home, a 35-year-old Bethlehem man walked into a bedroom about 4:30 a.m. on Thursday in a city home and started an argument about food with the occupant.
So he did not live at this house?
No. Derek Hunsicker, who is known to the victim, then began to beat the person with a wooden handrail over an argument over food, striking the person several times in the front and back of the body and causing bruising to the forearm.
You mean to tell me you never eat beef stroganoff?
It could have been beef stroganoff for all I know. They didn't indicate what kind.
Really?
What's wrong with you?
Never. Never in your life. Never even wanted to try it.
Liar. Hunsicker was arrested and charged with aggravated assault, simple assault, and harassment, arraigned with a bail set at $25,000.
Imagine you're in your bedroom and some lunatic comes in screaming about beef stroganoff.
Just screaming about food. A woman in her 30s sought medical help for minor injuries Saturday after she collided with a bear while running on a trail in Glacier National Park.
Sorry.
No, she ran into the bear.
Oh.
Park staff said Saturday afternoon that
I'm jogging here.
That the woman was a trail runner and on Huckleberry Lookout Trail the other day.
I'm your Huckleberry.
The surprise encounter was reported about 9 a.m. The woman was running with two other people, and she was the lead runner when she and the bear collided. Together and fell off the trail.
What happened?
Once separated, the bear ran off. He was out of there.
He was probably shocked.
Yeah, the woman and her two friends reportedly walked back down the trail and met rangers at the trailhead. The Glacier National Park staff...
Yes, this woman attacked me on the trail.
Tweeted on social media that the bear and woman are okay.
Uh-huh.
The woman...
How do they know the bear's okay?
That's a good question.
I mean, they don't know the women. They have not interviewed the bear.
The woman had minor injuries to her head and arm, and she took herself to the regional medical center. Rangers determined that it was a surprise encounter with no further issues. There are no other reports of the bear or additional encounters on the trail. Rangers posted the trail for bear frequenting, but have not closed the trail.
Well, she dodged the proverbial bullet on that one.
Yeah, visitors at Glacier National Park are reminded that the park is home to black and grizzly bears, so you got to watch out.
There's no effing way I would jog in that area.
Actually run into one, which is what happened to her. And there you go. That is what we have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.